Now let's get downstairs. Joel Siratsis has Simon Eastor. Joel?
Here with Simon, Dockers assistant coach, as the Bulldogs run out to the ground. Simon, look, obviously a few changes today. We'll start with the debutants. What can we expect from Griffin Logue and Harley Ballack?
Well, Harley's been outstanding with his inside. That's breaking out. Harley's been outstanding with his inside stoppages. And Griffin Logue, as in the lead up to the draft, etc., has been an outstanding halfback in the course last year. I would expect to see him play across halfback.
And Tom Sheridan, Crozier, Gray and Hughes also come in. How do you think they'll gel with the team today with so many changes?
I think they'll be fine. They're all guys that have all played before in this side. So we're expecting a lot more run and a lot more forward pressure from the guys that we've brought into the side, and just give us a little bit more of that ability to trap the opposition in our forward half.
No problems. I'll throw you upstairs with Carl Langdon, Glenn Jakovich and Luke McFarlane.
Simon, Glenn Jakovich here. Obviously last week, so much talked about. What the players can go two ways. They can respond in a positive manner or they can go further in their shells. How have you assessed the demeanour of the player group this week?
Oh, the playing group have been fantastic. They've taken on we had, through the course of the week, and to their credit, they've really trained well, and we're looking forward to a really marked improvement in their performance.
Eastie, Luke McFarlane here, mate. Good to be speaking with you. What's been some of the key messaging this week? Clearly, when you have a quarter of your list turned over for this game, the messaging needs to be, I guess, pretty simple. Would that be the way it's been this week?
Most definitely. I think we're up against a formidable side who really on paper pretty much unchanged from their grand final. So for us, it's really going to be about matching them with their intensity inside. They're the number one tackling team in the AFL, and we've really got to lift in that area ourselves. So it's a great test for the young players, and it's going to be a real opportunity for us to see where they're at and for them to, I guess, measure themselves against the best in the competition.
And Eastie, how are you going to stop the run and carry of the Bulldogs tonight? Clearly, they're a very good side at playing on, particularly from marks. How are you going to stop that? They're the number one side to do that in the comp.
Yeah, if we can get our defence right, and in particular our work around stoppages, putting immense pressure on them, it just gives them that a lot more pressure in terms of their inside 50s. And in particular, if we do our bit inside with our big-bodied mids, we can really take it up to them and put some heat on them and force them to defend.
Simon, your defensive 50, much talked about. You're ranked 18th in the competition and clearing the ball out. You've massed 45 turnovers that have directed to direct scores in the opposition in 2 weeks. How do you tidy that up this week?
We've really got to take, I guess, that inside pressure topic that we talked about before, where we've got to try and get field position and take the heat off our defenders. Not that we're shying away with our use out of our back 50. It certainly has to improve, and we need to take those first options a lot more rather than second guessing ourselves and trying to force something that's not there. So if we can get field position through our defensive pressure and our tackling inside, we can really apply a lot of pressure to the Bulldogs and give our backs a chance to defend what they can and not be under duress with some easy ball coming in.
Simon, thanks for joining us, mate. We appreciate it, mate.
No worries. My pleasure.
Simon Eastor, pre-game from the Fremantle Dock.